the gang, 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 gang. Gang, 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 gang. Gang, 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 gang.
This is why we don't let you do open. Welcome to Workers in Progress. She's over here throwing up gang signs and talking about this gang, 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 gang. I don't even know. I'm not familiar with the. Anyway, Works in Progress. I am your host, Mike Bell. That is your other host, Chrissy. And today we are talking about relationships, like always. We're gonna start giving you guys other topics.
Wow, that was so shady.
We're gonna start giving you guys other topics. Don't worry. But this specific one is about how often is sex required in a relationship. We posted a question on Twitter a while back now, as you guys are watching this. You know, we posted a poll and we asked certain people, and it's interesting to me because there's a lot of different opinions on it. So, the main question that we asked, well, before we even get into that, Chrissy, how you doing?
I'm sick. So, I have a stomach flu. Now I think I bruised my ribs.
How did you bruise your ribs? How did you bruise your ribs?
I think it's because, like, when you, like, you vomit a lot, that takes up. Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were
going to say that. But now I'm in, like, a lot of pain, and I've not been able to go back to work yet. I am stuck with this blanket, as you can see.
We don't promote pink. So, you know, they're going to have to give us, like, some ad money here. She has a pink blanket here.
I'm obsessed with pink. This is also pink, by the way.
All right. Yeah. We're going to have to stop promoting pink unless they're cutting a check. All right. If they would like to cut a check, you can hit us up.
Shout out Victoria's Secret. Check them out.
You can hit us up at MikeyQBell at Yahoo if you guys want to, like, start doing some business. Anyway. But, okay. Well, I'm sorry that you're not doing well, but Chrissy is a trooper. She's still here for all of you people. You people that have subscribed, have retweeted, have shared, have liked. We appreciate each and every last single one of you guys. And shout out to all of the people that's given their opinions on the topics that we've had so far. So, like I said on Twitter, we're going to try to be more interactive with you guys. And we do appreciate your continued support. Now, with that being said, let's get to the topic at hand today. First of all, let's start off without even reading the poll results, because you guys can see the poll results if you go online. But we asked how often is sex required, not if sex is required, right? So do you feel like for a successful relationship that sex is required?
Of course sex is required. That's a part of intimacy. Mm-hmm. We need intimacy in a relationship. I mean, some people don't need intimacy. I don't know how that works out. But there's some
I can't relate.
There's some people that where sex they can like go a long period of time without it, and then some people that they just can't go without sex. So I guess it just depends on your relationship.
Okay.
Every relationship is different. So I don't feel like if your relationship works without sex, then great for you. And some people, their relationship just doesn't work.
So, do you feel like you could be in a relationship with someone that you're not sexually compatible with?
That I'm not sexually compatible with?
Yeah.
That's a difficult question, actually.
I know. Yes.
That I'm not sexually compatible with.
Let's say you love the person and all this other stuff, but it's just not, you don't enjoy sex with them.
I mean, in some ways, I feel like no. Because then I feel like, to be honest with y'all, I feel like that might lead me to cheat.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Because I'm going to say, like, no, I can, like, deal with it. I can, like, get through with it. But then I feel like, eventually, my needs are not going to be met, and I'm going to have to go elsewhere.
Okay. All right. So you do feel like a healthy sexual relationship is needed in order for you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
I feel like that's like one reason why people cheat. Is because they force themselves to stay in a situation instead of like admitting like, okay, we might love each other, but sexually it's not working.
Yeah.
And then I know in some people's relationships, I've heard people say like they've talked about it and they're like, okay, this is what I like, this is what you like, how can we like, you know, come to terms with that? But then for other people, it just doesn't work. No matter how much you communicate about it, no matter how much you like try different strategies, sometimes you might like just not be sexually compatible with someone.
And I think that if you truly love someone, right, truly love them, not just like you think you love them or whatever, if you truly love someone and it's just not working there, I feel like there is ways to try to like spice it up and, you know, like try different things. If one way wasn't working, it's not just one way or two ways or three ways to have sex with a person, right? So like there's multiple ways. So I feel like if it's not working the way that you're going about it now, I feel like those two people should be able to come together and figure out something that's going to work for both of them.
True.
But I also agree with you that it probably will lead to cheating. If you try to work it out and it's still not working for you and you're just not... I think it's deeper also, because like I feel like if you're trying multiple things and you claim you love this person and it's just not working sexually, there's a deeper issue there. You know, so it's not just like... It has to be a reason why it's just not working. Because, like, if you really do love this person, like, you're gonna be sexually compatible. That all of that stuff comes after the love and the trust and communication and everything like that. So, I don't know if I fully buy that if it's not working, that, you know, and you try different things, that, you know, that's a reason for somebody to go out and cheat. I mean, it might be a reason, but it's not an acceptable reason. But then again, is there any acceptable reason to go out and cheat? Not really, right? So, it's interesting, right? So, the reason I asked this is because, like, I was talking to my homeboy the other day. And we was talking about celibacy, right? And this is one of the questions that we had asked on Twitter. The poll is probably ended by the time you guys watch this. But we had asked, could you be in a relationship with somebody that's celibate? And the poll result for that right now, no, is leading the results. I don't know how it's going to sway. I don't know what the final results is as you guys watch this. But as of right now of this recording, the final results is no. So that leads me to ask the question. Right, and this is what we was talking about the other day. If you were in a relationship with somebody that you were intimate with, right, and that you did have a sexual relationship with, but then they just decided, or not just, but they, you know, they came to you saying they wanted to be celibate now, right? How would you handle that? You know, and I said, you know, I don't know if I would be able to, just because, yeah, I love this person, but if you didn't...
Being celibate.
Exactly. That's the first. That would be my first question, right? Why do you all of a sudden want to be celibate? You know, that's my first question. Because I think that's deeper also. You don't just come out of nowhere talking about, oh, you want to be celibate. You know what I'm saying? So that's the first thing. Then, you know, because then I'm going to question if you really want to be celibate or you just want to stop having sex with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not because if. Here's how I addressed it, right? If you came to me, or, like, when we first started talking, like, when we first started dating or whatever, and you said, hey, you know, I want to remain celibate, or I'm celibate, or whatever, or I'm practicing celibacy, anything of that sort, before me and you got intimate or anything like that, then I can respect that. And mm-hmm. I can respectfully make a decision whether or not I still want to pursue you, you know, romantically. Or if I'm going to be like, you know what, I'm good. You know, like, I can't, like, I respect your decision to remain celibate, but that's not who I am, and that's not what I'm about. So, you know, you can go your way, I go my way, you know, and that's just that. But once you are in a relationship with somebody and then they decide to change their mind, you know, which is fine, like, people are allowed to change their mind, but now, I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm probably gonna cheat on you. If you start talking about, oh, you wanna be, like, celibate after me and you have gotten together and everything like that, and it's like...
Maybe the celibacy occurred because maybe they feel like the sexual dynamics between y'all changed.
Okay. But...
Like, I realize, like, sometimes, like, after a while, people want something different when it comes to, like, their sexual, like,
relationship. Agreed.
Like, maybe she wants to, like, do a threesome, or maybe she wants to do something, like, more exciting, like anal or something. I don't know, like...
Hey, to each his own.
Some people eventually are like, alright, I'm tired of doing the same fucking two positions over and over and over.
I feel attacked. Like, every week, I feel like Chrissy's attacking me. Like, what are you trying to say?
I don't listen to him because I don't even know what he's talking about. You sound like you're making yourself sound guilty right now.
Hey, listen.
Damn, you only do two positions?
Two positions in 2 minutes, I'm telling you. Best two minutes of your life.
See, girls don't like 2 minutes.
Come on, dude.
No. 2 minutes. 2 fucking minutes? Damn.
2 minutes, yeah. 2 minutes, that's all I got for you.
Shit.
Maybe 2.5, if I'm feeling good. If I'm feeling good, man.
2.5 minutes.
Oh, man. I gotta put that meme up. Huh?
Y'all see why? That's probably why she would be celibate now.
I'm not talking about my relationship.
Talking about fucking 2 minutes. That's why people
are I'm not in a relationship.
I'm not in a relationship.
Yeah, so I'm not talking about my relationship.
So you can be in a sexual relationship with someone and
I'm not in a sexual relationship.
I feel like people forget that. Like, I don't have to be in a romantic relationship with you, but once I'm having sex with you often, that is a sexual relationship. That's still a fucking relationship. You can't be like, oh, I'm not in a relationship, but you're smashing me.
I am not having sex with anyone. Thank you very much.
If I'm in your fucking bed, we in some type of relationship. I don't care. Nobody said.
I feel attacked.
Somebody arguing me. I dare y'all.
You can be in somebody's bed and not have sex with them.
I mean, I've done that a couple of times, too.
Exactly. It's super trash. But anyway, So, that's not the... We're rambling here. And we're not talking about my 2.5 minutes, okay? Thank you very much. Yes, let's go back to the point that you made before that, before you started personally attacking me, about it gets boring or you want to spice it up. I am the type of person, like, all jokes aside, I'm joking kind of about the 2.5 minutes, but all jokes aside, like, I'm the type that likes to do things, like, differently after a while. I get bored very easily, right? So, if I feel like it's the same thing over and over again, and it's not just with sex, but anything in general. Like, if I feel like it's the same thing over and over again, I'm going to want to do something different. And I feel like if you're not matching my energy in that way, like, it's gonna turn me off, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and I feel like that's an issue also with some people. Like, I feel like some people are complacent in what they do. They enjoy what they do and they just keep it that way, and they don't want to switch it up. But that's not going to make me want to be celibate. That's going to make me want to go and see what somebody else is about. Now, again, it's not a good thing. Like, I'm not advocating for it, but it's the truth. So, like I said, I don't think somebody just wakes up one day and be like, all right, I want to be celibate, like, you know, and they're in a relationship. It's one thing if you're single and then you decide, all right, going forward now, you want to be celibate, all right, that's different. If you're already in a relationship with somebody or in a situationship or whatever you want to call it, and now you just, like, spring that on them, I don't think it's fair. You know what I mean? I know life isn't fair, but that's not fair for you to put them in that type of situation where it's like, all right, well, now they're, like, it's kind of like you're forcing them to accept this new part of you, because if they don't, then, you know, they're looked at as the bad person. You know what I mean? Like, they're just supposed to just, like...
You're not forced to stay either.
Exactly, you're not. But it's like, what if you actually truly love the person, but you also love that aspect of your relationship? It's like, you're making, now you're forced, not forcing, I'm using force in the wrong way, but now you're giving the person kind of an ultimatum, right? Like, either stay with you and respect it, or leave and don't respect it, you know what I mean? But it's like, what if it's not that cut and dry? Like, nothing, I don't feel nothing in life is that cut and dry. Like, that's a gray area, because it's like, no, I love you, but I also love all of the other things that we were doing, you know what I mean? So now I have to just give that up, because now you decided, you didn't, that's not a joint decision, you know what I'm saying? That's, you're deciding something that's going to affect our relationship. And there's some people that's like, oh, well, sex shouldn't affect their relationship. It does. We're grown.
Like, I know someone that's like celibate with their boyfriend, mm-hmm. but they will have sex with other guys.
That's super trash. Like, I'm sorry, whoever that is, that they trash. If they listen to this, you're trash for that.
I was like, how does that work? Super and then trash. she's like, it's because, like, she's like, because, like, I just can't get wet.
Like, and that's a deeper issue.
I don't know. I think she just has preference. Like, she doesn't like small dicks. So, I think, like, that is her biggest problem. Like, she just
gotta chill. Yeah, y'all gotta relax. Seriously, y'all gotta relax.
Little dicks work. Big dicks work. I mean, dick is dick to me.
Y'all gotta relax. Like, you need to calm down. Like,
some women are just really, like, picky. Like, some women just like dick, long dick. Some women, like, you know. To me, I feel like dick is just dick. Like, does it matter if it's small, big, whatever? I can't answer
any of these questions that you're alluding to.
You can't answer it. But, like, yeah, her boyfriend, he has a small dick, and she just can't get wet around him. And
I mean, all right, like, but... Then that's, you know what? Here's the thing, though. Like, there's always a way to kind of work around that, you know, if she really cares about him. So, that whole thing about I'm lucky I missed that. I didn't hear anything you just said. I'll probably hear it on the
you probably hear it, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, there's ways around that, right? Like, as adults, we should be able to work those type of things out.
What ways do you work around that? If she likes what she likes, you can't, like...
Yeah, okay, but there's a reason she's with him, though, right?
I mean, he's a nice person. He treats her well. All
right, so...
You said some relationships, they need sex. They need that sexual compatible... Like, they need to be sexually compatible with each other for it to work.
I'm the same way. But at the same time...
Eventually, the lack of sex... And I feel like with them, their problem is now the lack of sex in the relationship is destroying their relationship.
And it can. It really can.
Like, he feels like, all right, why am I not getting none? But then it's like, you can't tell somebody, like, oh, I can't sleep with you because your dick is little. That's, like, offensive.
It's offensive, but at least, okay, you might not want to say it like that, but put it this way. If I'm not, that means that she's not satisfied with him, right? Like, so that's a way you need to be able to explain that, especially if you said this is a boyfriend. It's not even somebody she's just talking to. Like, this is a boyfriend. That's an issue, because if they both enjoy it but she doesn't enjoy it with him, like, that there's a problem there, and they need to address that problem head on, you know what I'm saying? Like, because if they don't, it's never gonna work out for them either way. Like, so
just leave him.
All right, all that too, but like,
you can find somebody else that's gonna, like, that might do it for you.
Maybe
that's the answer. Situation.
Maybe that's the answer. Happy. Yeah. Okay, so this goes into our topic, right? Our main topic, I guess, is the how often is sex required in a relationship, right? Yeah. And an overwhelming 2 to 4 times a week, 57% at over 20 people. Over 20 people voted for this poll. So thank you. We're getting more votes and more votes every single day. So we appreciate you guys. It starts at the bottom and, you know, keeps going up. So yeah. So 57%, 2 to 4 times a week. The runner up was 4 to 5 times a month. So that averages out as at least once a week, right? 14% say every day. Okay, that was an interesting that's an interesting stat. And then
yeah, I got time for that.
And then 10%, yeah, I agree. You're not getting it every day. Like but I agree. But the last point was not last point. The last number was 10% with what sex, right? Of course that was a kind of a troll, like meaning they don't have sex, period. Like But yeah, the main number I'm looking at here is the 57% of 2 to 4 times a week, which tells me sex is very important in a relationship. If these people are having at least 3-4 times a week, that's every other day. You know what I'm saying? So it's important. And that's why I asked all these other questions about, you know, could you be with somebody if you guys don't have that sexual relationship? I can't. I wouldn't be able to be with somebody that's celibate. I don't care how much I love them, unless they told me from the beginning and I made that decision to stay with them. But if you just, like, if I feel like I'm not having sex enough, then it's not going to work. I'm probably going to cheat on you, or not probably. Like, I'm going to say 85% I'm going to cheat on you, like, because I need that in a relationship. Like, some people feel like, oh, it's not important. To me, it is. I feel like in an adult relationship, it's very important.
Sorry. Can we pause this question? I guess okay. The question, are you saying what kind of sex are we referring to? Like, if I give you oral sex, Jesus, is that
you're gonna get into semantics about sex?
Yes, I am. Because, like, let's say, like, if I give you oral sex every day, that should still count.
I mean, yeah, oral sex is oral
sex. So what type of sex are we talking about?
We're talking sex in general. Orals include. We have this discussion all the time. Orals included in sex. So yes, if you're talking about oral, yes, it's sex. Like.
So then I'm changing my answer then to every day. Sorry.
Okay. mine is still 2 to 4 times a week. You're not getting nothing every day. Like, that's not happening.
Why not?
Nobody got time for that. Be tired.
Have a 2 to 4 times a week?
Yeah, 2 to 4 times a week.
You only taking off 3 days.
That's enough. Anyway, I'm looking at some more stats. My boy Jay Brooklyn had posted on his Facebook the same question. That's actually where we stole it from. So we don't just steal stuff and not give them credit. I'm gonna have trouble with these names, but it's all right. I'll try. Shay Benjamin said every day. Andrea Johnson said at least 2 times a week. Jason Nelson said once a day. Ryan Morris said once a day. on the weekday twice. Some interesting questions here. At least 3 to 4 times a week, says Nini Reagan. Scooter Tompkins, excuse me, says at least 2. Wait, what? At least, okay, you guys gotta learn how to use proper I'm not gonna be the grammar police, but okay. He was trying to say at least twice a day. Ali Matu, 7 days a week, 3 to 4 times a day. She's wildin'. She's wildin'. At least twice a week, says Candace Rivera. So, pretty often, all right. Daily, says Remy Johnson. Angela Moonsara says never. All right, bye, Angela. So, yeah, every 2 hours. All right, now you guys are getting a little crazy, says I don't even know. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name. But once a month, I'd be too busy. Facts.
I'd be too busy.
Tony Bryan says every day. Yeah, so these are real, and we'll post we'll post this. Again, shout out to Jay Brooklyn. I'm not gonna give, I gave his Facebook name, I know his real name, but I'll give his Facebook name. So yeah, shout out to him because he's the one that posted that. And that's where we stole it from. So very interesting. And we appreciate you guys like participating in these polls and everything. Like I said, we'll start putting up polls about other things and all of that, but I don't know. I think it's very important, and I don't feel like you're gonna have a successful, healthy relationship with somebody without it, especially if you guys both are into having sex. Like, if you're not, then, like, if you're both celibate, I feel like the only reason, only way celibacy is gonna work if both parties agree to be celibate.
Agree to it. Yeah.
Like, it's not gonna work if it's one person, and then, because you think about it, you really are, if you agree to stay with that person, like I was trying to say earlier, you're giving up something that you really enjoy, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, all right, it's for somebody else, but it's like,
would you agree to it if it's a valid reason?
What would be a valid reason?
I don't know. Like, for me, I know that that was something I wanted to do at one point, but that's because I was, like, sexually assaulted. So, for me...
Okay, okay, but okay.
That's the reason for me to not want to do it.
In that situation, yes, definitely, I would be, like, more, like, inclined to... And I truly love the person. I'd be more inclined to practice celibacy. You know,
you saw that, right, guys? He like looked away a little bit.
Because honest, it's tough. That's tough. Like I said, I'm more understanding about it if like it's a serious reason why you just decided that you don't want to anymore. Like, I can understand that, but or like even like you said, change in religion. Like, if, or maybe you didn't mention it on the show, but you mentioned it before you started recording. If somebody. Yeah, if somebody now like is now saved, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, it's a little bit different, you know what I'm saying? But if you just, if it's not because you have a change in religion or something life altering happened to you, you know, such as an assault or anything of that nature, then yeah, I'm gonna be looking at you sideways like, all right, so no, you don't want to have sex with me, but you want to have sex. That's how I'm going to be looking at it. If you just come at me like, what, you want to be celibate? And that's why I'm like, all right, well.
I mean, if someone told you, like, oh, I just don't want to have sex with you, would you be offended?
Yes, I would. But, I mean, it's life. Like, of course it's offensive. Like, of course. Like, how would you feel if somebody said that to you and you were already intimate with that person?
I mean, then I'd be like, I'll go to the next person.
You would just be okay with it. Be honest, like, that's, it's offensive.
If I was into the person and they told me anyone has sex with me, yes, I'd probably be like, all right, go on to the next person.
If you was into the person?
Yeah, because then I'll be like, all right, the relationship over. Next.
It is over. It is over.
The relationship's over after that point. You told me that, I'm like, all right, next person.
You gonna hit them with the thank you next? Like,
thank no you Ari? Next.
No Ari?
Yep, that's exactly what's gonna happen.
All right, well...
I don't think I could stay with somebody that isn't, like, sexually attracted to me.
Someone wants to be intimate, and I'm not really into them like that. And Chrissy's telling me, just tell her. But, like you said, it's not that simple to... Especially if you kind of, like, have led them on already. You know, and as you guys are watching this, I...
Yeah, but how do you even know that you're not into that person sexually if you don't have sex with them yet?
Okay, when you look at a person, you can tell, like, within 5 seconds if you're attracted to them or not. And I don't mean, like, just, like, sexually or whatever, just, like, in general. Like, you look at a person, if they're not... Sometimes they're not visually attractive to you, right? So, if they're not visually, like, because... Everybody says it's not good to judge a book by its cover and all this other stuff, but at the end of the day, we do judge. But we do judge. You judge a person. You see a person walking down the street. I don't know what's in her book. I don't know what's on the pages of her book. I just see the cover of her book. right? And if a lot of times that cover, right, is not, it doesn't stick out to me, I might not even want to read that book. Now, and it goes for guys too. Girls see guys all the time, and like, if they don't stick out to them, they don't even want to give them a chance or whatever. If they don't like the way they're dressed, or they don't like the way their facial features look or whatever, or their body type is, a lot of times they just be like, thank you, next. You know what I mean? So, that's what I'm saying. Like, but no, seriously, like, I'm seeing poor connection again. It's right there.
Yeah, you kind of like rattled it. That wasn't my end. It's yours.
Mine? Do we have to go through the excellent Wi-Fi again? Can my producers pull up my actual Wi-Fi contract, please? Yeah, you in the back. Can you come? Can you pull up the, yes, that button? I have excellent Wi-Fi. Why is it still saying poor connection? I don't. It's saying
connection on your end. I have all my signal bars here.
I gotta talk to them Verizon people. But that's anyway.
That shit.
Anyway. But yes, we do judge. We judge every single day. Like, and it's not right, but it is what it is. You don't know that person until you actually speak to them. And a lot of times, I was told before, right? Like, that, well, how can I explain it? Okay, like, I had mentioned something about, oh, if I was wearing like USPA or whatever, you wouldn't talk to me. And then she's just like, no. Right, like, shout out to the people that wear USPA. Hey, I don't judge you, right? But you know, it's looked at fake polo or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, and by the way, I'm not wearing a USPA shirt. It's a real polo shirt. But anyway, that's a sweater. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. We don't promote Ralph Lauren here either, even though I'm like poloed out today. But yeah, the point I'm trying to make is, I was like, all right, so if I was wearing a USPA shirt with, like, some, I don't know, some Toms, okay, like the $30 sneakers or whatever, would you not talk to me? And I'm like, are you that materialistic? And she's like, no, it's not about that. But I'm like, yo, if you're wearing this, that, and the third, I might not even give you the chance. You might be a nice guy, but just off that, I already think you don't have style, right? So she's like, and if I feel like you don't have style, I'm not going to even entertain a conversation with you, you know. So, and I was like, I found that interesting. I'm like, wow, so like, you really do judge based on what you see visually, because if you can't get past what you see visually, you're not going to be able to know if this person is compatible with you or not. Like, they may be intellectually compatible with you, but they might not be able to match your fly. You know what I mean? Like, they might not be able to match your swag. Like, you know, and in some situations,
everybody has different swag, though.
Everybody does have, but I'm saying, like, look, I'm not saying I judge based on all of this stuff, but I'm saying, like, there are people that do it. And you're right. You might have different swag. You might have different swag.
I care about that. I care about.
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't. But people do. I care about
a different thing, because, like, a nigga could dress good, but he could be a fucking shitty ass boyfriend.
Yeah, of course. I mean, a lot of them are.
I don't even care if you got money. You can have fucking all the fucking money you want. All I care about is fucking respect and you treating me good.
Yeah.
Fuck your money.
I completely understand. Guys, we're getting interrupted by my pops. Thank you very much. Before we end the show, let me just start by saying Twitter. Okay, which I'm looking at this one, right? Twitter. Let me get this straight. So I have an issue with the birthday on the Works in Progress page, right? And instead of letting me fix it, right? Well, no, you let me fix it and then you suspend the account, right? Immediately after.
Oh, shit.
So, let me get this straight, right?
Uh-huh.
You don't allow people that's under 13 years old on the site, right? I understand that, right? What I was trying to do, see, the Twitter page is a Twitter page for a podcast, right? This podcast started 3 years ago. Well, longer than that, but it was a podcast 3 years ago, right? In June 2016. I tried to make the birth date of the show for June, whatever it was, 2016, right? Instead of saying, hey, You can't change the, like, sending something automated or something. Hey, you can't change the birth dates to 3 because we don't allow 3-year-olds on the site, which would make sense. They let me change the birthday, and then they suspend the account. It's like, so why didn't you just not let me do it in the first place, right? Instead of suspending an account. So now all of the followers, all of the other stuff that we had on that account is gone, gone. It's now at Works in Prague Pod, P-O-D, okay, on Twitter. I'm highly disappointed. I'm highly upset. Twitter's got to do better with stuff like that. I tweeted Twitter support, nothing. I tweeted Twitter themselves, nothing. I sent a DM, nothing. The page doesn't exist anymore. So please, 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 if you're watching this, add at Works in Prague Pod.
Rob Work is bad.
Yeah, at Works in Prague. At Works in Prague. Not like where Nikki is, like Prague. Like, no, Prague. Okay. Pod. On Twitter. Okay. Thank you very much. Twitter, hold this L, please. Yeah. Hold this L. Ah, had to get that out there. Just had a rant on Twitter. Anyway, get at Chrissy. It's Chrissy Rachel 92, you know, on Twitter. On Instagram, it's just _ Chrissy Rachel.
Yeah, I haven't changed it yet.
Okay, good. Hopefully you don't change it before this airs, and they can't find you. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter, it's at DJ Mike EQ. On Instagram, it's Mike _EQ. And we will see you guys next time.
Say yeah.